Okay, so wait. Okay, so Timothy, I understand that you. I like what you're doing, but no, brother, you're doing it all wrong by that. And I got an easier way to show it once we begin to work on your bid. Okay, so once you block your 30 minutes, we work on your bid. Not only are you gonna have this tailor made to you, but I'm also gonna show you a few other things so you don't have to do what you're doing right here because that's too much work. That's way too much work. I want to simplify it for you, brother. Okay, guys, y'all can call in if you got a question. Go ahead and call in. If you got a question, put a Q in and we got you covered. If your question pertains to the show, I'll answer it. If it pertains to anything else, I'm going to skip it because we are here to learn, okay? Gentlemen, the thing is that I always tell you guys out here, the important thing is that for a lot of you guys out here, you don't understand why there is no excellence. And we're going to talk about it. And this is going to sting a little bit. This is going to sting a little bit. The number one reason why a lot of guys have the problems, okay? Why they have the problems, okay? Oh, God damn it. It's a great. I mean, Rise asked a question in terms of coaching. If you got no game and start from the beginning, I've got my post. Wait, in terms of coaching, which one do you recommend if you got no game? Brother, you got to do both. You got to get your puzzle pieces and you got to learn game, man. You got to do both, man. You got to do both, young man, both. But anyway, let's get back to what I was saying. One of the things that's slowing a lot of you guys down, okay? So many of you guys slowing you down, you don't see it. One cannot strive for excellence when one has self-doubt. Self-doubt, like the game, is like kind of the game's enemy. Because, see, game teaches you how to be air, sand, and water, and it teaches you to fit into what is important, okay? What is important? Hey, Rise, it depends on, what, how important and how much questions you have, man. It's up to you, Rise. You got to figure out how long you need to talk and get questions answered, buddy. It's up to you. But as I was saying, game is like air, sand, and water. And what game does is it fits into everything. But just like how game fits into everything, making excuses, being the victim, blaming and hating women on the other side of the on another neighborhood does exactly the same thing because what it does is it feels in your mind, no matter what your mind is, it shows you why you're not strong. And this is why a lot of you guys struggle for yourselves because you think that, for example, I tell guys all the time to get their puzzle pieces. It's the first thing I do on every show. And then I have guys that say they listen to me for months, and I ask them why they don't have their puzzle pieces. Because for them, they think that it doesn't make a difference. But then I ask them, do you want to learn from me? And they say, yes. Then I ask them, why don't you get your puzzle pieces? Well, because I didn't think it was a big deal. And see, that's the problem with you guys, okay? All right? Wait, Steve, I'm new here. I just got my puzzle piece. But do I just solve it? Dude, don't get it. Listen, I'm telling you right now. Listen. Throw it away. And I'm being honest with you. Throw it away. Don't do it. Don't do it. And I'm not being a dick here. Listen, don't do it. Do not do it. Okay? Don't do it. And I'm going to tell you why. Don't do it. See, the way your mind is what I'm talking about right now. Problem is you. And I'll explain why. See, because you have weak, soft, loser thoughts, your mind is fucking you over by trying to get me to explain my fucking self to you. I don't explain myself to you. You either follow what you're supposed to do, and if you ask me the question, this ain't for you. Listen, I'm being, and this is not being mean. This is not being mean. I'm being real. Don't do it. Do not do it. Because the problem is that you, see, you are Daniel from Karate Kid. Y'all know the story, and this is your problem. Instead of just doing it like I did when I was 9 years old and didn't ask any questions, you expect me to explain myself to you. Do you think I'm trying to get to where you're at, or are you trying to get to where I'm at? And if you're getting where I'm at, what part of following directions don't you understand? I am not telling you to kill anybody, shoot, or rob anybody. I'm showing you how to start the game here. Listen to what I'm saying, guys. I am showing you how to start the game here. If you want to be like Tyler, how Tyler, not like Tyler, but how Tyler is in my, as my student, then the beginning thing is what I tell you every show, and that is get your puzzle pieces. But if you want to question what I'm telling you to do, throw that shit away. You're wasting your time. I'm being honest with you. Don't waste your time. If I was you, I'd throw that shit away. Chosen one, you're not a student of mine, so I don't even know why you're asking that question. This is why you're listen to me. Shout out to Donald Trump. I like Donald Trump. He's an asshole. I like Donald Trump. Anyway, listen, chosen one, this is why you're fucking up. Do you think, did I think enough about a woman to even think about building something up? Do you see why you lose? Guys, I want you to see this. I'm not making this shit up. This is why I would tell this guy, you shouldn't even be here. I'm going to keep you, don't kick him out. This ain't for you. When have I ever told you in the 35 plus fucking years I was doing this, when have I ever said to you that you got to build up sexual tension with a fucking woman? When did I ever say build anything up with a woman? When did I say she was important enough to build something up? Chosen one, you got a minute to answer that question. You got a minute to answer that question. You got 1 minute to answer that question. When have I told you to build anything up with a woman? Tell me. You let me know. Because I find this question a disrespect. Guys, this is why I'm the way I am. Because I find this disrespectful. This is just as disrespectful as that Martinez motherfucker question. This is just as disrespectful. Chosen one, you let me know. You got 1 minute to answer my question. You better post that shit or you're gone. Because I'm not playing around. That's disrespectful. You let me know when I ever said that. You let me know. Because you see here, guys, I want to show y'all all something here. See what happens when you go hopping around on the internet, listening to weak motherfuckers with no game? See how what happens when you hop around, listen to motherfuckers that don't know what the fuck they're talking about? Then he want to bring that shit over here. Chosen one, you need to explain yourself, son. You got 30 seconds. You got 30 seconds. Chosen one, why would you, thank you, the code, why would you ask me a disrespectful thing like that? Why, I'm asking you, why would you ask me something so disrespectful? Let me know. Why would you disrespect the room and all these young men in here by asking that question Why would you disrespect everybody in here knowing we don't talk like a bunch of females? Can you please answer that, please? Can you please answer that? Please tell me. Because I don't understand why you would be so disrespectful to the room. Why? Khan says, hey, Steve, I meant this. I asked this girl out. She doesn't have any previous experience, so she's kind of lost. She wants me to wait for her to figure out her answer. She said, well, Khan, I'm fine with it, but here's the problem, Khan. I wish you would call in the show so we can check this behavior. So, Khan, if you actually want to learn the answer, call in, and we will solve this. But I will tell you what to say on the phone with her, and I promise you, once you say this, you will have your clarity. But I don't know if you're really serious about this, so I'm not going to answer it now. If you're actually serious about this thing, you'll call in, we'll call her live, and we'll solve this thing. Let's keep going with your questions. I don't know why he would just be so disrespectful. What do you mean all we see or seem is a dream within a dream? Please don't talk that goofy shit here, please. Please don't, sir. Please don't. Please don't. But let me continue what I was talking about, why this is going on. For a lot of you guys out here, a lot of you guys have this mentality that a lot of you guys, everything about you is always questioning shit. It makes little difference to you guys, and your struggle depends on how you make sense of the world. And if you don't believe in yourself, so everything you see, you can't really make sense of it because you choose not to be a part of it. You do not interpret the game the way a man does because you're interpreting the game through your self-pity, through your poor me. And that's why a lot of you guys pull out your victim card. That's why a lot of you guys do that, man. Look, Philly, this is what I'm going to say to you because I don't like your questions. You call in, Philly. You call in. You call in, Philly. You call in right now. After this, don't pop in and say anything. I want you to call in because I don't. Here's the problem, guys. I'm going to find out if this guy is playing games or not. Philly, you call in. Do not say anything else. Say anything else, you're gone. Listen, guys, I can't say I'm not warning them. So, Philly, if you want to save yourself, you need to call in. Because all this shit you're saying, we got to talk. You call in. You call in. You call in. You call in. And it's up to you. And y'all can't say I didn't warn him. Y'all cannot say I did not warn him. You call in. You got the number. You call in. Do not pop in here with a thing. Do not, no, I'm telling you. You better call in first. You better call in. Let me continue what I'm saying. The thing with most of you guys, because y'all are victims and feminine, a lot of you guys use nothing but excuses. Thank you. 165 likes. Okay, I appreciate that stuff. Thank you. And here's the thing. The thing about y'all guys is y'all use that to complain and blame other people or circumstances for all the problems and issues that you're living with right now. And because you're in your fucking feelings and you have no standard, you guys blow all of your weak problems out of proportion just to make you feel better about the fact that you have no control whatsoever of the situation. And this fills up your whole entire mind, body, and everything. This becomes your core. Let me get this question here. Call in. Call in. How do you learn? Call in. Call in. How do you learn how to kiss and fuck if you can't get women? Let me ask you a question. When did the game become about women? The man that knows how to kiss and fuck is a man that can text kissing and fucking. He can talk kissing and fucking over the phone. He can put kissing and fucking on a piece of paper and send it to a dove. He can take kissing and fucking and put it in a fucking bottle and throw that shit in the ocean. But you don't see what you cannot see because you're looking at his end result and you don't see from his beginning that that motherfucker was cupcaking. This is why you get a failed grade. Thank you, TJ. I appreciate that. Appreciate that. Appreciate that. But this is what I'm saying to you guys out here. See that? I'm going to give you an example. And I'm going to use this right here. I got to use you as an example. I appreciate the question, Mike, but I'm going to give you an example. Let me show you guys what I was just talking about. See, this guy right here, he doesn't even have the balls to even talk to women. This guy doesn't right here. And this guy doesn't want to learn game either. Why does he want to learn game? Because he's making everything about the woman or some other guy, and he's not making anything about himself. Let me see here. Well, call in, RP. You want to talk to me right now? Call in. Call in right now. Call in right now. You want to talk to me right now? Call in right now. You are my territory now. Call in right now. There's the number. Let me pop the number up. I'm going to give you a chance to call in. You want to collab and talk right now? Let's talk right now. Let's talk right now. Because the difference between you and me and you and Playing With Fire, because I told him the same thing, that I'm not going to let nobody be racist on my panel. I'm not going to let anybody disrespect you on my panel. So you want to collab? Let's collab on my end. Because I know if I go on your end, you ain't going to be strong enough to check those bitches on your side. So come on in. Come on, call in. Let's see if you got it. Let's see you call in. Because if you ain't man enough to call in, fuck you, right? I'm going to just be honest with you. But if you want to call in, here's your thing right now. Call in right now. Let's talk. Call in right now. Let's go. See what I'm saying? We're going to give him a – see, guys, I'm going to give him a chance to call in. Because, hey, RP, let me tell you something. The motherfuckers that you want to talk to are men. Lucario, 1950. Zag, you dealing with pipe hitters. So you want to talk, come on in. Because let me tell you something. The reason why I'm offering you is I will control the chat room unlike you and you other motherfuckers. Y'all can't control your chat room because y'all ain't man enough to check them motherfuckers. But my chat room are respectful enough not to talk shit about you. So, RP Shorts, I'm waiting. But you know what, guys? This is what I'm saying. So, no, this is why I don't want to... I'm going to give this guy 2 minutes to call in. I'm going to give him 2 minutes to call in. See, this is what I'm talking about. See this right here? See that right here? See, he won't call in. He will not call in. Wait, hold on, guys. Let's go back to him. Wait a second. Wait. Why don't you call in? Hold on, 503. Hold on. Is this RP Shorts? If this not, hold on, 503. 503, is this RP? Is this the red pill guy? 503.
Hello? Oh, yeah.
Is this the red pill? Is this the red pill guy? Is this the red pill guy?
No, not the red pill guy.
Hey, wait. Stay right there. Hold on a second. Hold on 1 second. Hey, hold on. Everybody in my chat room, see this? Hey, guys, let me explain all this, what's going on. See, when guys like this want to collab, which I'm fine with, okay, let me explain what happens. See, a lot of white guys don't like black men because they have game. So what these white guys will do is when you're talking to them, they will lie all these racist motherfuckers on their channel to talk shit about you, dog you out, and disrespect you, and they won't say anything about it. So RP, what I'm saying to you is why don't you have the open floor right now to come on. I will not be disrespectful to you, nor will my chat room be disrespectful to you, because I will treat my guests like you're at my house. We don't have to agree on things, but we can talk, and I have no problem talking with you. But what I'm saying to you is this, is that when you start talking like you think I'm emotional, You got to understand something, dog. Before you even became a red pill motherfucker, I was doing this shit way before you even knew what game was. So I don't think you think I'm emotional. I think you're just using that as an excuse. So again, but if you don't want to come on, because this is your opportunity right now, because I know, I'm telling you guys, listen, all my guys, listen, that's a, this is not a racist thing, but I'm telling you guys, if you watch the interviews that any black man goes on any of those white channels, those white guys will allow these white boys to disrespect, say racist things, and won't do anything about it. So what I'm saying is, you could come on this channel and nobody is going to disrespect you or be mean, and we'll talk. But I know if me or any black man goes on your channel, you're not going to be able to control your channel. You're not going to be able to control your chat room people, because you're going to allow them to say racist things to black men. That's how y'all do it. That's just how you are. So, as I said before, I gave him the opportunity. But do y'all see now? He doesn't want to show the fuck up. Because, see, this is what real men do. If he's actually going to talk, he'd call in. But now he's saying I'm emotional. So what I'm saying is, fuck you. How about that? All right? Fuck you. Fuck you. Let me keep going. Fuck you. So let me keep going. But listen, all right, let me see here. Cat, I was trying to see one of the girls. I'm fucking too much. She said to me, I was trying to push her too much. She said, all right, Chad, call in. Chad, call in. Chad, call in. Call in, Chad. Appreciate that, DG. Appreciate that. Chad, call in. Call in, Chad. Guys, I'm telling y'all, I'm telling y'all, guys, every time these guys in these red pill places that are non-melanin, or some of them are melanin, they don't know how to control. They will do, hold on, 503, they will allow all the racist rhetoric. They will let these motherfuckers talk about my family. They'll let these motherfuckers talk about my skin. They'll talk about being black. They'll do all that stuff. Call you monkeys and everything, and they won't do anything about it. I'm telling y'all, keeping it a buck with y'all. They won't do it. But I'm telling him to cone on this show where we control our guys, and guess what? That weak motherfucker won't show. You see that shit? Because he know he ain't got no game, and he can't fuck with a real one. Okay, 503, how can I help you, brother? What's up? 503, hello. All right, 503, call back. I have you open, call
yeah,
back.
Yeah, Steve.
Well, hey, call back. Yeah, call back, man. Call back. Call back. I got you. So, guys, remember. Remember this, guys. Remember this. This is not about race. But if y'all look at my, even my last one, Playing with Fire, all the racist rhetoric, all the disrespect. And the problem is that motherfucker, and I told him on the back end, that was fucked. Look, when you interview somebody, and this is why y'all see I don't interview people much, but when you interview somebody, you do not let people disrespect the guests. How would that look if you go into Johnny Carson or Arsenio Hall and you letting people disrespect you? See, that shows what kind of worth you have. But see, that's what I'm saying. I gave that motherfucker an opportunity to come on my show, because if he wanted to talk, because he and I can't collaborate because I ain't no red pill bitch, number one. So we can't collaborate. But if he wants to talk and let me see why he's a weak red pill thinker, then we can talk. Without you guys, you see, this is why I appreciate my chat room guys, because we're not going to talk bad about them, because if anyone did, I'd check that shit. But I'm telling y'all guys right now, if you look at any black man that goes on to a white platform on a live show, you will see that all they do is they will say the most racist shit, and those motherfuckers won't even check those racist motherfuckers. So I just want to let y'all know that. That's keeping it a buck. And y'all believe me, they do that shit. So 503, how can I help you, brother? What's up?
Steve, I just wanted to call you and see if I'm being clear and concise enough and if I'm directing.
What's going on, buddy? What's going on?
Yeah. So I was wanting to see, because I, like you said, ask for what I want, right? And
okay,
when I go to the McDonald's,
right? Yeah, what's the situation?
So,
what's going on?
So I wrote down what I want to say to somebody to get my point across, to let them know what I want. And I wanted to actually read to you what I have. I still have to rehearse it, but I was wanting to see if it's clear and concise enough, or what your thoughts are on
All right, I'm
what
listening, brother.
I plan.
Thank you, Donald Trump.
Okay, so
Thank you, Donald. Go ahead. I'm listening, brother. Go ahead. Okay. So wait, you said something to the woman. What'd you say, brother?
So what I plan on saying is
Hold on. Rich, ARP, what I'm going to do is do you a favor. This is not for you, motherfucker. You a straight-up bitch. I gave you an opportunity. But see, let me tell you something. See, white guys like him, he wants me to bring him over to the white side, so all the white people are going to call me all kind of niggas and say that he's a coon, he's a monkey, and all that other stuff. I gave you the chance to come on. You didn't come on. You're playing games. So I'm going to first time you out, and then if you say something again, I will kick you out. I'm sorry, 21503. Go ahead, brother. So what'd you say?
Oh, no problem, Steve. So this is what I want. I don't know if it's clear and concise enough. And what I have written down is my aim is that I'm curious about you, and I like to get to know things about you because I find you attractive. As I'm
wait, is this the first thing you're saying to a woman?
Well, no, I still have something before that, but I didn't want to say that because it's just me introducing myself and smiling and saying, nice to meet you. I kind of skipped that part, but because I wanted to read to
you
what I actually want to convey.
Are you talking to a woman right now, buddy?
Well, actually, this is what I want to say to somebody that I want to talk to. This is what I want to say to them, to let them know what I want from them.
You're saying too much. Do you have her number?
Okay.
Do you have her number? Are you talking to her right now? What's going on?
No. I'm not talking to nobody right now.
Okay, so why are you asking me this question then?
Well, because you mentioned for me to rehearse what I want to say, so
okay, all right.
This is what I'm going to rehearse.
Okay, but you need your bid. Your bid is going to – see, what you're saying is going to be wrong because you don't have your bid. Your bid – see, here's the problem.
Okay.
You need to learn your bid, okay? You need to learn your bid.
Yeah.
Because what you're about to tell me is going to be wrong because it's just an approach, buddy, and that's not good, all right?
Okay.
All right, don't worry. Hang in there.
All
get
right.
at me. You learn your bid, okay? Respect, but thank you for the call, buddy. All right, thank you for the call.
All right, thank you.
And listen, thank you. Good call. But listen, what I'm saying to y'all guys, I appreciate y'all guys, man. I appreciate you guys. But listen, one thing that I would do, okay, guys, is even though he would come on with that red pill bullshit, I wouldn't be mean to him. I'm not going to let nobody call him any kind of whites or crackers or anything like that, like his people were saying to me. You won't believe the shit they were saying to me on that channel. But you know what's cool? I was cool about that. But here's the thing. I had people tell me about what the fuck was going on, and that ain't cool. So I'm just saying that I gave him an opportunity. I gave him the opportunity. You cannot say I did not give him a chance to come on to the show and talk. Y'all, no one can ever say I didn't. No one can ever say, well, Steve, you didn't give him a chance. I gave him a chance, but he decided not to do that. He decided not to do that, okay? He decided not to do that. I gave him a chance to talk right now. We can talk right now. But you know what? He didn't want to do it. Because guys like that that don't have game cannot fuck with guys with game. And the reason he automatically loses is because he's basing his game off of a TV off of a movie that was written by a black woman that's been fucking produced by transsexuals. And the fourth movie told you the red pill was fake. But they still want to ride that stupid shit. Let's see here. What is he saying? What is that interview name? No. We don't do that. See, like. No. Don't do that, brother. We're men. Don't do it, okay? I appreciate the gesture. But no, man, we don't do that. See, the thing about men is we move a little bit higher above the level of the average guy, okay? Don't do that. I appreciate the love, but don't do that. TV, how do I handle a girl that's over, that's all over me trying to be friendly with some game? I want to be a student. Call in. Call in right now. I got you. If you actually want to know the answer, call in right now. Call in right now. We'll call her. See, guys, this is what I'm going to start doing now, because I actually think that y'all questions are, y'all either making up questions or you're trying to show off like you're actually doing something that you're not. So call in. We'll solve it. That's how we're going to start doing this shit. Question right here. This girl Walmart told me you look fine and asked me, do you have a girlfriend? I told her no, then she left. Can I go there and put it? All right, brother. But let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question. How do you guys think that you can go back in time and change that you're a loser to her? You're a loser to her. Because if the girl said you look fine and you have a girlfriend, and the only thing that you say out of your mouth is no, then she is not going to respect you as a man. Why would she want to talk to you when you have the opportunity? Guys, follow me on this. I don't understand this. Follow me on this. Follow me on this. You have a woman that's telling you you look good and asks you, do you have a girlfriend? And instead of saying no and setting up a date with her, you let her walk away, then you have the nerve to ask me, can you go back? Come on. Guys, y'all see what I'm talking about? Thank you for the 175 likes. Y'all see what I'm talking about? Y'all see what I'm talking about? Hold on, let me see something. Guys, do y'all see what I'm talking about? Do y'all see why it doesn't work out? Buddy, I'm going to say this to you one time, okay? And I'm not going to kick you out, but I'm going to ask you this kindly one time, please. Please do not disrespect the show. And please do not disrespect the people listening to the show. Don't ever ask a red pill question in here again or you will be banned. I'm telling you right now, is this guy asking red pill questions? Please let me know. Is this the second time he's done this? Has he been asking red pill questions, anybody? Okay. Watch this. Hey, call into the show if you're serious. I'll answer your question. If you actually want to know, hey, listen, I fucked a lot of Muslim women, and so what? If you want to know the answer, call in right now. Because if you don't want to know the answer, you don't really want to know the answer. You're just running your mouth. You're just running your mouth. There is no such thing. I'm going to give you one shot. You either call in or you got 1 minute to tell me in the room, what is a modern disrespectful woman? You've got 1 minute starting now to tell the room or me, what is a modern disrespectful woman? Tell us what that is. If you're not calling in, you got 1 minute to tell the whole room what a modern disrespectful woman is. What is that? Then let me ask you a question. I appreciate you answering the question. Let me ask you a question. Why do you give a fuck? Why do you care? Tell me, why do you care? Let me know. Why do you give a fuck? And this is why that's why they're treating you the way you are, because look what you're doing. Look what you're doing. It's no. See, this is where you got it wrong. Guys, let me correct him. Let me correct him. They will follow a man when they see a man, brother. That's what you don't understand. You're not a man to follow. You're not a man to be followed when you're complaining about women. Why would a woman follow you when you're not a man to be followed? Because a man is not going to complain about women. So what are you talking about? They're supposed to be treating you this way, because why follow someone that's crying about a woman? Please let me know. Guys, we're going to do 15 more minutes, dog. We did 3 hours. We're going to do 15 more minutes. We're going to do 15 more minutes. But this is what I'm talking about. All these guys asking all these questions don't really want the answer to the question. They don't even want the question. They're not serious. I'm asking you, okay, but anyway, you can stop now. We already know what you are. Stop. You're crying like a woman. Stop that. Stop that. Stop that. You're too soft. All right, that's it. All right, enough of your rhetoric. Next time you say something, I'm going to time you out. Next time you say something, I'm kicking you out. You I don't want to hear that rhetoric. That's red pill rhetoric. We're men. We're men over here. We are men here. And this is what I'm saying to y'all guys, okay? Smooth Cat, just send me an email to manmindset@gmail.com, dude. Please. Send me an email to manmindset@gmail.com. Guys, we got about 13 more minutes. I got a question. Go ahead and ask. We got y'all covered. Any questions y'all want to call in, y'all got the chance to call in. Come on and call in. Because this is, guys, the thing about this show is that we can get you success, but you're not going to get success complaining and crying about women. That is not success. You'll never have the success you want if all you're doing all your life is complaining about women and crying about women. You'll never get that success. You'll never have that success. And that's what we want y'all to have, success. We want y'all to have the success. But as I say for you guys out here, y'all can see why there's a big problem. We'll talk about, my God, man. It can never be the woman. They can never, how is it that guys today actually think the problem is women? We might have to do that tomorrow. For all my guys in the UK, tomorrow, Friday morning, which would be early Friday morning to you guys, I think, we'll be doing a live show in the AM as well. Let y'all guys know. All right, we'll let y'all guys know. I'm gonna do a show tomorrow. Well, no, I can't do it. I'm gonna be doing something with Taekwondo. But how can it be that? Wow, I don't understand. I don't understand. How can everything be the woman's fault? I'm gonna see if I can suggest that to 1950 while we do a show. How can it be the woman's fault? How can it be the woman's fault? Guys, we got 10 minutes left of the show, guys. If you have any questions, go ahead and ask or call in. We're about to shut things down if y'all don't have any questions, because I don't want to hold y'all up. I don't want y'all bird watching. But again, this is a chance to learn something. But for a lot of you guys out here, please don't ask me a question. And if I tell you to call in, you don't call in. Because then I'm going to have to start doing some other things, because I feel like you're showing off. Because if you're actually adding about the question, you would call in. That's the truth. 912, sir. How can I help you, sir? What's up?
Yeah, I have a question about coaching. When I go to the website to see how to pay, it only shows up PayPal. Is there any other way to pay?
That's all it has. That's it. That's all you got, PayPal. It takes credit cards, too. Okay, buddy? All right?
All right.
All right, man. And send an email next time, dude. Don't be calling me over that shit. Come on, man. All right, guys, I want y'all to think about the graveyard. Already remember, everybody in there thought they had one thing coming to them, and that is they thought they had tomorrow coming to them. Guys, live every day like it is your last, guys. Always remember that, okay? 703, what's your question, sir? How can I help you?
Yeah, can I be heard?
Sir, what's your question? How can I help you?
Yeah, my question is, why do you assume when guys are
Before you get into this, can you please ask a question about you? Why are you asking, why I assume what? I'm about to bring you in. Jesus Christ, here we go. Just before I fucking end this shit. All right, why do I assume? I'm sorry, sir. I'm sorry. Let me bring you back in. Okay, why do I assume what, sir? Why do I assume what?
That whenever we're pointing out a critique of the women, it's implying that we're saying it's all their fault.
Okay, what critique? Give me an example, please. Give me an example.
Well, as I was looking at the
text,
I'm just asking for an example
because if you're dealing with a man, if you're going to say something, mm-hmm. stand on your stomach. So what? Give me an example of a critique that made you so adamantly call in. So what is the critique, sir?
Well, when I was looking in the comment section when Islam was speaking about why, I believe you said something around the lines why women in the West do not submit.
No, he said modern, what did he say? That's red pill talk. Modern something women. It's a red pill thing, sir. So what's your question?
Actually, the question, when someone is critiquing their behavior,
how can you critique women when you ain't getting no pussy? Please explain that to me. He ain't fucking any women, so... How can he critique something he's not even
getting? How
would you
know that he's not having sex with women?
Okay, you want to know how I know? Because he's asking a bitch-ass question. You see, if you're getting pussy, you ain't asking those kind of questions, sir. If you are really fucking, you're not asking women questions, sir. That's how we know. You want to know how I know? Because I've been doing this a very long time to know what these guys are talking about that are victims, sir. But let's not talk about him. Why do you care
so
much?
That doesn't even logically follow. Just because someone is complaining.
Stop. Sir, because we don't complain on this channel. I'm going to ask you a question. Please, dude. I mean, my problem I asked you, you asked me a question. Now I'm going to ask you one. Why are you as a man worried about another man? Can you answer that, please? Why are you a man worried about another man? Can you answer that question?
It's not a matter of worried. It's a
no,
matter
no,
of being
I'm asking,
logically
right?
consistent.
How do you?
You're
how
inserting
do you
words
how, oh,
in
okay,
there that...
No, wait, sir. Wait. Can you please answer my question, please? How old are you? Can you tell me how old you are? How old are you?
I'm 28 years old.
You're 28. Okay, how many women do you have right now?
I have one woman.
Okay, so what are you calling me for? Why are you even listening to this shit if you got a woman? Why don't you focus on your bitch?
That's wait a minute. That
okay,
doesn't logically follow as
all
well.
Right, okay, wait. Take your finger and hang up on me. Just hang up on me.
That
hang
doesn't
up
even
on
logically
me.
Follow.
No,
because I have a woman doesn't
right.
mean I can't. Can I respond? You're over talking me as I'm listening to you.
Bitch, this is my show, bitch. I can do what the fuck I want, fuck boy. You hear what the fuck I'm saying? So why don't you take your bitch ass on and go? Fuck you. Fuck your question and fuck your girl. How about that? So now, are you ready to hang up now, buddy? Or you want to sit there and talk? Now, guys, please listen to how soft this bitch ass voice is. Go ahead. Well, why don't you go ahead? Can I respond? Go ahead. Go ahead and respond, buddy.
Yeah, because
you
we're
want
having,
respond,
supposed to be
respond.
Having a respectful dialogue.
Oh,
but
anyhow. Wait. How am I supposed to respect a guy asking me a question about another guy? How am I supposed to respect you and you're coming here asking me about another dude and you're supposed to have a woman? You're asking me about another guy. You say you got a woman? And you're asking a question about another guy. Am I wrong here, guys? All my dogs, y'all see what the problem is? So let me bring in the soft mode. Do you have any other questions, sir? Because I got other things to do.
Question.
Do you have any other questions, sir?
I do
what's
have a question.
Question. Yes,
my question is, why do you arbitrarily come up with the standards of what men could do?
Oh, my God. Sir. I've been around for a long time, and I'm not – who says I'm making – wait. Are you saying, sir, that I'm telling people what to do? Is that what you're saying, sir? Is that what you're saying?
You're coming up with a...
Wait, no. I'm asking a question. Are you saying I'm telling...
Yes, okay, I answered your question.
Okay. How am I telling people what to do when I'm telling them to think for themselves? How am I telling them what to do when they're asking me questions?
I'm telling you.
How?
You are... Let me say it.
Well,
you
wait.
Coming up with a... He keeps interrupting me, right?
Yeah, I'm just, because I want to. I can't. Listen. Here's a million-dollar question. Let me ask a question. If you don't like what you're listening to, why are you listening? Why don't you just go? Why listen?
Can I answer?
Yeah, I'd like to know. Why listen? Why waste your time?
You know, certain aspects of what you say I disagree with. So it's not like a fallacy of composition. Just because I dislike one thing doesn't mean I dislike everything that you're saying.
What is it that you dislike?
What I'm saying is you're open to critique. You're open to critique like everyone else.
How can you critique me when you ain't got no fucking game? How the fuck can you critique me and you're not even on my level of thinking?
You think that logically follows that I can't critique you because you assume I have no game. That's your assumption.
Listen. You're a 28-year-old weak motherfucker calling me about another guy. Do you actually think? Y'all think I'm playing here? Wait. I want you to go back and listen to your voice and listen to how you sound. Do you actually think that you're on the level of what the fuck we are about over here? And
what
if
you
are
you
on
think?
The level, wait. And if you are on that level, then why don't you create your own YouTube channel and do your own thing?
So when you say how I sound, are you speaking in terms of my voice projection or the things that are coming out of my mouth logically?
Both things. Look, you're right. Hey, look, guess what? I'm going to agree with you, okay? So I agree with you, so I wish you the best of luck. See, you're right, I'm wrong, okay? So take care of yourself, buddy. All right, area code 718, how can I help you, sir? What's up?
Good evening, Steve. My question was basically, why am I such a bitch? And I'm actually not trolling, no bullshit. But this question mainly comes from like women, but it's all this stuff in my life too. It's not, I don't even get rejected. I'm worse than that. Like, I just,
right. Wait, what is
I don't
your,
even,
what is your question? I don't understand your question. What is your question?
All right, basically, like, why am I always getting in my own way for no reason?
Well, you choose to get in your own way, buddy. It's a choice. You choose to get in your own way.
Yeah, but but why would I want to do that? Like, you know?
Because that's who you are. I don't understand. That's just what you are, buddy. You choose to be what you are.
But I don't want to be this.
How old are you, man?
I'm 17.
Okay. Then you got to let your nuts drop, dude. Learn some game, dog. I'll let you go, man. You're too young for this shit. You ain't ready for this, okay? Like, when you grow up a little bit and learn some game, you'll stop that shit, okay, big guy?
All right, but wait, Cass, one more question. Just one more question. So game is about yourself, right?
Yes.
Okay. Thanks, bro.
All right. There you go. But the depth of the game is you can't learn game when yourself sucks. But, guys, what's crazy about the previous caller that was, like, in love with the Islam guy was that he thinks, listen, I'm sure he's watching right now. He's allowed to critique me, but what he thinks is none of my business. It doesn't matter what he thinks. It's none of my business what he thinks. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. All right, guys, we're going to about to wrap this up. Last round of calls, if y'all want to call in, man. It's the Man Mindset. I am the Dean. Class in session. We had a good run. Guys, y'all did a great job. And like I said before, I mean, this is crazy, man. Wow, this is crazy. Crazy show. But anyway, we got a show at 1950. And you know what's so great man, do you imagine what 1950 would do to that motherfucker if he called in tomorrow with that fucking question? Jesus God, man. Boy, 50 would eat his ass alive, and I'm trying to be nice to the motherfucker. 435, last call. 435, how can we help you, sir?
Like, I'm a Christian, right? And I believe in God.
God bless you. God bless you. Yes. Yes, you're good.
Well, I believe in the Bible. The saint don't have sex and all that shit.
Good. God bless you.
And I got you. I want sex. You feel me? But God said don't have sex and shit.
Why are you telling me? That's none of my business. Why are you telling me?
Because my anatomy wants to smash the living daylights out of chicks. But the Bible says,
How old are you?
35.
Okay. Yeah, then this ain't for you, buddy. This ain't for you.
You need to
go to church and I guess go to your rosary and say prayer or whatever the fuck they teach you in the fairy tale book. But you need to go ahead and go over there. I don't know what to tell you. I don't know. I'm not here to change your religion. Do your thing. I don't know what you want me to say.
All right, cool. I'm going to drop that then. Let me ask you this. I got this chick, right? She's super thotty. She in the strip club. Everybody smacking ass with ones and fives. I ain't trolling dead ass. And I fell in love with her way before she became a stripper.
Are you saying this is your girl, your dead ass?
No, this is not my girl, but I fell in love with
Shorty. Would you have her number? If you don't, I don't want to hear the question. If you don't have a number, change it next week. Go to the next one. You don't have a number, change. What's the next question?
All right. Next question. I'm going to call her tomorrow with that one because I do got a number.
Well, then
next
call her.
Question.
No, call her right now, man. Call her right now if you got a number. I'll hang up on you. You got 20 seconds to call her. I'm going to hang up. Because I don't like wasting my time with people like you.
I got you.
Yeah.
All right, look, I'm gonna call her. I'll call her. What's gonna go down? Like,
I don't know.
I'm gonna call her.
What do you want from her?
I want this girl to be my sex slave. I want her to be
Churchy,
my.
Your God does not allow you to do that, Churchy.
Churchy, God, yo, you cutting niggas off. Yo, you bashing this shit.
I'm not bashing you, saying. I'm just saying your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ superstar doesn't want you to do that. So why are you fornicating? I guess that's what they call what y'all doing shit. So why are you doing that?
I mean, why do I want to do it? Shit, because my anatomy, I can't help it. But I need a wife though, and I was gonna wife this body up.
Wait, is this my MF? Wait, I think I saw you before, MF. Call in this show, MF. Wait, is this an MF?
Oh.
Yeah. Wait, hold on. Yeah, because MF, call into the show. Call in,
I know
MF.
That's that girl. That's that
what
chick,
girl?
Right? I bagged her before. She lived in Atlanta. I bagged her before. I talked to her before. I got her number.
Okay, brother, please don't be disrespectful to the to women that you ain't fucking with, please. MF, call into the show.
I'm not disrespecting. I talked to her on the show before, on your show. And I
hey, friends,
number.
Welcome to this lead-up.
What I'm saying is why are you disrespectful, dog? You ain't fucking
How?
Nobody.
How am I
right?
being disrespectful?
You
I didn't
just
say
said
I was fucking
you,
her.
Well, then why are you
said
saying
I bag.
What do you mean bag? You ain't bagger because you ain't smashed.
Yes,
what
did.
Are you talking about?
But bag, the word bag don't mean smash. It just means you get a number, my dude.
So why are you so desperate? Why would you get her number?
Because I'm not desperate, but on that night of that show, which happened about a year or so ago, you was like, anybody could get her number, y'all the truth for it. Anybody could get her, y'all the truth.
But what
and I was the only
saying,
I was the only
look,
one to get her.
Look,
I was the only one to get her, my dude.
MF calling. I'm sorry, I didn't recognize you. I saw you the other day. Call him, MF. MF, if you call in, call him. But what's your question, big dog? What's your question, man?
Oh, all right, man. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm a truck driver, and, you know, online dating seems to be the only way to go for me unless I want to stop and go to a bar. What's your best advice for a truck driver? I look good. You know, chicks be trying to grab my dick, all type of shit. I got a good mouthpiece. Everything's
brother,
good with me. But,
brother, you got to take that up with God. I cannot help you with that. This is a religion matter. I don't know why you're asking me about a religion matter. I will not steer you towards devilish things if you're a church going guy or whatever the fuck you want to call yourself. So I can't answer that. You got to go to your pastor. Go to your pastor and talk to your pastor. I can't help you. If you're all about
that's
the church.
Right. Oh, okay, how about this? What's the best way for me to meet a chick? You know, I'm not asking even trying
Sir,
to defend.
You cannot
I'm a truck driver.
Chick.
What's the best way for me to meet a chick? I'm trying
go
to get a
to
wife,
Father,
right?
Go to Father O'Malley. Go to Father O'Malley or whoever your fucking pastor is and ask him the question. I can't help you. I don't understand
Gino,
why you're laughing.
It's Gino Jennings. It's Gino Jennings, but...
Well, go to
damn.
Your pastor. Why? I mean, I can't
you're right.
listen.
You're right, bro. I hear you, bro. You're right.
I'm not your pastor. I'm not your pastor.
I know. You're
so
right.
You
I thought you were going to give me this answer, though. I respect it, though.
I give you the answer that go find your pastor. I can't answer that question because I am not going to steer you down the road towards devilish things. I won't do that.
Right. But okay, but let me ask you this one last question. Why you call me why you say churchy and what else you say? You said yo like you said a couple like ad hominem. Like why all ad hominem, bro? I know you the goat, but you ain't gotta try to sun somebody all the time. I do. I appreciate you. You
why am
bro,
I
bought Maddie
am
a product.
You
the
always,
truth.
Wait, aren't you a churchy?
No, I ain't no churchy. I'm in the Bible. I believe in God and all that, but I ain't no churchy. I've never been a churchy. that's a funny word to me, bruh. That's actually hilarious.
Yeah, wait, hold on one second. Let me say something. Justin, this is Justin. If you actually want your answered, you call into the show. Because I'm not going to answer stupid-ass question you're asking because it's a bitch question. But if you're serious, call in. Because if Justin, hold on, caller. Justin, I'm going to give you 1 minute to call in. Because if you don't call in, I'm going to block you. Because you're not going to call in. You're not going to go on my show. And you're not going to use that. You're not going to use that red pill rhetoric in my fucking room. So you got 1 minute to answer, to call in. If not, I'm blocking your ass. You think you're trying to be funny. So you call in. And we'll talk about this hypergamy shit, bitch. So call in. You got 1 minute. You don't call in, you're blocked. Now back to you, sir. If you're a churchy, you're a churchy. You'll be ashamed of it. There's nothing.
I'm not
nothing
a churchy though, my dog. I'm a Bible-y. But if MF call in, I promise you, I get a number again over the phone. I promise.
I'm not talking about MF. I'm saying for you. I'm not being disrespectful. I'm just saying that you're just a churchy man. That's all. It's nothing bad.
okay,
bad about
it's a slur for
I'm
people that listen to the
just...
Bible that you call a fairy tale book. But I can prove the book real for you. But
well,
but
I don't
we
believe
ain't gonna
you.
Do that
I
right now.
Okay, I told him not to say nothing. He opened his mouth. He's gone. Now, what I'm saying to you is that for you, I'm saying is that you believe in what you want to believe. I'm not here to change your mind, nor I don't want you to change my mind. But all I'm saying is that I'm trying to tell you to go to your pastor.
Right.
Go
I
to your
you.
Pastor and talk to him. I can't teach you anything because I don't believe in what you believe in. So
but
you
I
need
bought
to
your
talk
products
to,
already. I
you
bought
need
your
to talk
products. To, I read everybody's books.
Look. Nah. Mm-mm. It's not for you, buddy. All right?
Yeah. All right, then, man. It's all good. Thank you, though.
Right.
Have a good
you
night.
Take care, man. And Justin, get out of my room. Okay, thank you, brother. You take care. All right, yeah. So, yeah, I'm not going to do that shit, dog. Come on, man. We don't do that shit. All right, guys. So we're about to shut this down. But I appreciate you guys for calling. But you know, there's going to be a lot of guys trying to come in here and disrupt the class, but. I'm not going to, if you're going to ask a question the way you're asking, like you're really doing something, I want you to call in and back that shit up. But if you can't call in to back it up, don't ask the question, man. Okay. So anyway, so what would I say if you guys, hey guys, think about the graveyard. We got you covered. We got a show with 50 tomorrow. I gotta confirm that. But we'll kick off a show, and then we got some with Taekwondo on Thursday night. So make sure y'all call in. We got y'all covered, man. Like I said, the graveyard, get at me at themanmindset@gmail.com. 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 Leave your name, your number. Let us know, and we'll go from there, guys. Y'all have a good night. I appreciate all you guys, except the ones we had to get rid of, because we can't have disruption in when we talk real game, man. Fuck with your boy.
Just like that, man, mindset. Just like that, man, mindset.